Part 4. Branding. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010. Tim, we're holding another meeting to discuss the branding of our new range of chocolates at 2 o'clock. Would you like to sit in on the meeting?
Yes, please. Carla, can I ask what might seem a very stupid question? Why do people in marketing spend so much time discussing branding? In all the meetings I've attended, you all spend ages discussing the company name, the product name, the logo, the colour and design of the wrappers. I realise they're all important, but in the end, isn't it just a question of making sure our product looks different from the others?
This isn't a stupid question at all. There are lots of reasons why branding is so essential. The reason you just gave is an important one, of course. People need to know immediately that our chocolate bars are different from our competitors' chocolate bars. In marketing, we call this differentiation. Think about all the different chocolate bars displayed on the shelves of the supermarket. If there was no branding, or if the branding wasn't sufficiently distinctive, all the bars of chocolate on the shelves would look more or less the same. So people might end up just choosing a bar of chocolate at random, rather than selecting a specific brand.
But there must be more to it than just making the products look different.
Yes, of course. Branding has to achieve several other things. It has to build awareness of the product. Successful branding helps customers to become aware of our product when they haven't seen it before. Of course, there are other things we can do to build awareness of our product.
Such as?
Well, we can advertise it on TV or in newspapers and magazines. And we can do an in-store promotion. Also, because we know chocolate is often an impulse purchase, we can ensure that our new brands are displayed at the tills while the advertising campaign to launch the product is taking place. But none of these things will work unless the branding is good to start with, so that people are aware of the product when they first see it.
Okay, so once people become aware of the product, has the branding done its job?
Well, no. Branding also has to build recall and recognition.
Sorry, what does that mean?
Well, customers might try one of our products for the first time and really like it, in which case it's vital that they can recall or remember the same product they tried the next time they see it. So the details of the branding, the product name, the design of the lettering, the colour of the packaging, need to be really memorable. That's what we call recall.
And recognition?
Think about what happens when you look at the shelves of chocolate bars in a supermarket. You are confronted with a huge number of visual images, all competing with each other for your attention. Our product needs to stand out in some way. So the visual branding needs to be strong enough to be immediately recognisable from all the other images it is competing with.
I see. Okay, we've been talking about individual products, but what about the overall company brand? Is that important?
Yes, absolutely. Because we have been making chocolate for a long time and have a commitment to quality, our company name is an important part of the brand. So our company name and logo are always part of the brand design. By showing our company name on each product, we are telling our customers, because this product is made by us, you know it is safe, reliable, and high quality. In other words, by using the company name as part of the brand, we are communicating our brand values to our customers. Also, having the brand gives us legal protection from people who might try to copy our products. Otherwise, someone could just decide to copy our product name or packaging, but make an inferior product. Not only would this reduce our sales, but it would also have bad consequences for our reputation. So, like all companies, the brand gives us protection, and we have to protect the brand.